want to say thank you so much for having us, and especially me. I know Jack's been here a lot, but this is my first time here, and I'm just so excited to be here. I've heard so much about how wonderful this group is, so thank you for having me. And I also have to say, I mean, God is so cool. That reading today, I just, this past week for the first time, and I thought it was a completely new idea. Never anything new in God. I started writing to money as a person and was having a conversation with it and was having very similar realizations, so that was very cool to hear that reading today. So thank you. So Connie asked us to speak about realizing a new life and with the realization step of the spiritual mind treatment. And I started to think about it in terms of the microcosm and the macrocosm, as Ernest Holmes talks about. And so first I'll talk about the microcosm, the macrocosm, and then I'll just pass on to Jack, who's much better at storytelling than me. So for the microcosm, for me, that's that we are a reflection of the infinite mind. And we have our human mind, which is creative, but sometimes it has limitations. So as we're contemplating, we'll always have new realizations as we're tapping into that infinite mind, and it will. But it's in a way, it's new and it's expressed through the limitation sometimes of our own awareness. So anytime, and the reason why I say it's a limitation is because it doesn't always transform us, even though we're having constant realizations. I don't know if any of you journal, but I find when I'm journaling, I realize so many times when, I realize this or I realize that. And I'm just constant realizations. And then if I go back and I look at my journal, it's amazing how many times I've realized the same thing many times. Okay. So it doesn't always change my life, but it gives me, it's like, and it's always fun, and there's joy in it, and it's like a new way of seeing things, at least for that moment, because every moment's new in spirit. And we were just listening today on our car ride over a reading from Howard Thurman, "Keep Fresh Before Me the Moments of My High Resolve." And to me, that's when we have those realization moments, we want to keep them fresh. We want to have a way to remind ourselves of them. So I find that doing a prayer treatment right after we've had those realizations, because that's when we're in the moment. We got that realization. So if you're journaling, or if you're hanging out at Starbucks and you're just hanging out and you're having new thoughts, or you're in your car and you're having new realizations, that's the time to do your treatment. So as opposed to waiting, because those realizations are happening all the time. Spirit's happening all the time. And so it's any time that we're just in a contemplative mood, wherever we are, in the shower, in brushing our teeth, that's when the realizations are happening. And then to anchor that realization is the perfect time to do a spiritual mind treatment, to anchor that in our life so it starts to have effect. We're putting it into the law, so it's not just a realization that comes and goes, but stays and does its work. And so for me, that's realization on the microcosm level that's happening all the time. And so we're getting the realizations constantly whenever we're thinking. We do a treatment to anchor it into the law, into creating a new life. And then the macrocosm, to me, that's the mystical. That's the infinite presence. And for me, this is when I'm at a place of where treatments are, for me, more of a meditation. I know you all did recognition and unification already, and I'm sure it's come up that those are like a meditation. That when we recognize that there's only one, and we're one with it, we could spend an hour just in those two places in a meditative state. And when we do that, we're moving beyond form, thought form, concept, ideas. We're moving into that great, I love what Ernest Holmes, Connie handed this to me, that there's a perfect actor back of all life. It's beyond our human thought form. It's beyond all the limitations. And for me, that, when we tap into that essence, then the new life comes immediately, and we don't have to keep fresh before us the moments of a high resolve, because it's already done. It's our new life is always there, but we are not often still enough to receive it, not just to receive it, but to allow it to transform us. And so as an example, when I became a minister, I was very clear I was never going to be a pulpit minister. And so I was working, I went to Cleveland, and where my mom lives, to hear what it was I was supposed to do. And there has always been a desire to do a school, so I was working with and talking with different ministers about creating a school. I was also interested in spirituality and films, so I was meeting with some producers who were creating films, and I was doing all these different activities, and yet I kept hitting brick walls. And what I know is that if I'm hitting brick walls, then it's me trying to force what I want. And so there got to be a point, and this took me about... took me longer than I like to admit, but it took me about 6 or 7 months to realize, okay, I'm trying to force it here. And I was getting sadder, and sometimes we have to hit those brick walls to a really willing to surrender. So finally I just decided, okay, Spirit, I've tried everything. Everything is just such hard work. I am sitting down, and I am not getting up from this chair until I am absolutely clear what your vision is for my ministry. I don't care. I let go of everything I want to do. And I'll just, whatever you do, I'll do. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. And I sat there, and it was probably about 2 hours, because it took me a while just to be still, to be quiet. And I just sat there. And then suddenly a vision as clear as daylight, beyond my human thought, beyond what I have ever perceived, it became clear that I was to be a pulpit minister. And that was not what I was wanting for myself or perceiving for myself. It was beyond where I had ever gone in my mind before. And it was so, but it was clear that I just came out of it just knowing. And that's when your life changes in a minute. And everything unfolded effortlessly. I didn't have to work. I came down here to visit my dad, and I heard that the Celebration Center was looking for a minister, and I had previously attended the Celebration Center in my classes. And I just knew at that moment, that was in December, that that's where Spirit was leading me. I didn't know why. I didn't know what the plan was. I didn't know I was going to meet my husband and have a baby within 2 years. Didn't know any of that, but I just knew it. And they didn't... between December, they actually called me to take the job in August. So there was a lot of time in between, but the life change had already happened inside of me because of that moment. And that takes total and complete surrender. And so to me, that's the microcosm and the macrocosm. The microcosm is sort of in our everyday thinking. We're still involved. We're still participating. And then the macrocosm is when we just let go of everything. We're not even saying what we want anymore. We're just being in that place of total receptivity. And it's already there and it's already done. And before I pass it on to Jack, the only other thing I was going to say is where I am now in life, and the reason why I've asked in my prayer request for clarity is since Julian has been born, I've had so many great realizations. I still journal and do meditation, and I've had great prayer work and great sessions. And yet there's still in me that the macrocosm of how is this, I still don't quite get how this new life is to unfold. I love being a mother, but how it works with ministry is still not crystal clear. So even though I've had lots of little realizations of the microcosm, the big macrocosm, so for me it doesn't always come the way we want it to or in the timing we want it to, but it's always staying available for that new life, the macrocosm, the vision, to really, because I know it's already there, and I just have to tap into it. So that's what I'm in my life now, is loving my microcosm realizations and yet open to that big, infinite realization where it's all already done. And so it is in that awareness of microcosm and macrocosm of, I'd like to pass to my beloved.
I realized a new life when I said yes and I surrendered to Spirit. I don't know what I was surrendering to or saying yes to, but I did say yes. Just as an example, in 1999 I said yes to teach children music at a private school in Anacostia, Washington, D.C., never having any educational musical background before, ever teaching children before. I went in there and I entertained the kids, pre-K through 8th grade, and had a great time. But I realized more. I realized that I had a lot to offer than just entertaining these children. I realized that I had a deep sense and a deep purpose that I could get through to these children, and I was needed. I was supposed to be the role model and the example there. And so I started actively taking more classes in the education field. What's called Orff Schule Work, which is musical training for children, that I've taken some graduate classes. I took some theory and piano classes at the community college. I went to children's music workshops and learned and honed my skill as a teacher and started working at it more, and the experience was bringing me greater joy in realizing my life as an educator. Well, as that went on, and as fulfilling as that is, when if you have worked with children, you know how fulfilling that can be, I realized that there was more to that then, and I surrendered even deeper. And I realized that it was more than just the academics that I was supposed to teach, is that I was supposed to share my inner self. So then I know that I had a lot of work to do there. And so that was the next step that I started pursuing. I was actively involved in a music ministry, so some of the churches at Unity, I took a 4T class, I took a Foundations in Unity class, and then with Connie, I took my Foundations class at the Celebration Center, and I was deepening and in my spiritual awareness and following my inner teacher. As what did the Buddha say? The best teacher is the best student. Mm-hmm. So I was becoming a student myself in that realm and as a teacher. Well, as my inner spirit started growing, I realized that I needed to be in an environment that may have accepted my spirit a little bit more in some of the traditional schools. Teachers don't have that access to allow their spirit to bloom like they want it to. And I found a Montessori school that was looking for some music teachers, and in the Montessori philosophy they embrace more of the spirit. So I thought I found my place there and started teaching at a Montessori school. And it was beautiful. It was a more progressive, holistic approach to education. I could let my inner self shine as well. I had my academic piece down, and I was learning it more and more and experiencing that more and more. Well, as my inner self, spiritual self, deepened to a larger awareness that I needed to take it beyond just my work a day, and it started going into my private life that I wanted to be in a community and experience relationships in that spiritual realization as well, and that deeper spirituality. I started attracting more spiritual people. As Connie knows, I gave up my one book of songs that I used to sing about when I used to sing in bars, and I started writing more spiritual songs and started reflecting what was going on inside of me and really embracing. I would play at Starbucks and play my spiritually based songs as opposed to let's go out and have a good time. And I've done some of those as well, but I seen there was a shift there. And I started my personal relationships. I started dating women that were more spiritually connected, and I was looking for that I could find somebody that I could pray with and grow. I never realized that it would have been a minister. Although the night before I was on the website looking up hot naked ministers, and it's not true. But I never.
Thank you for clarifying that. Yes.
Of course, she wasn't on that website. But, no, but I was looking for a minister to help me in my spiritual growth, and I never thought that I would meet and marry a minister. Our courtship was very short. We met in November and were married the following April, and conceived on our honeymoon, and Julian was born in January after that. So it's we have our 2-year wedding anniversary in 2 weeks. So we haven't been together long, but it's been just a wonderful unfoldment in growth in my spiritual. Did you want to say something?
It's one of those macro realizations.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Saying yes and stepping into that yesness and surrendering the spirit. Well, as I deepened in that, Julian was born, and I also needed to know that as a provider, as a family now that we had, I had to step into my financial situation a little bit more, and saying yes to an educational leadership as a director of a Montessori school. Again, I have no background in as a director or directing a staff or directing at all, but I believe I had the personality that the owner saw that would have been, was a right fit for that. And I started with 60 children in July. At the end of the year, we had 110 children in our Montessori school. The following year, we had an enrollment over 200. The growth was a little more for me to handle, and I've recently, in December, stepped sideways in that position, and now have taken over the directorship of music for 5 campus, directing the curriculum for 800 children in Montessori schools, from just directing one school of 200. So it's, not having any of those experiences, just saying yes, and in that surrender, I move forward. So I'm looking at my life in a couple different directions. In my personal direction, it started getting deeper as well. In religious science, I started taking more classes, and I have 2 more weeks of practitioner training, and it's been a 4-year journey now, and I will take my written test in May and my orals in August or July, and I know that I am going to be a powerful practitioner.
Absolutely.
And in my visioning as a practitioner, my vision is to become a family practitioner, to work with whole groups of families, mothers and fathers and children together in those sessions. In my vision, I've seen creating family services where women can breastfeed their children and children can be a part of the service. And we have demonstrated that at the Celebration Center. Part of my vision is a metaphysical moms meetings where parents can get together and support each other in dialogue and ways that they can grow spiritually and also to nurture the growth of themselves as well. And we've started those as well. And it's all started in a vision that Reverend Harriet has that has formed into what was called Free Spirit, a global heart and learning community that was leading to a school and has led to a group that has been visioning over a year now and where we're supposed to go with this Free Spirit program and learning community. I've also been doing a lot of research on holistic and spiritual education. Recently, I was just sharing with Connie and David before you mostly got here, I was just up in Portland, Oregon with a school that is based on Paramahansa Yogananda's principles, and he has a school in India and they have some schools in the United States, and I spent 5 days in an ashram community in Portland and experienced a spiritual school that children are praying and chanting, and they have prayer cards and altars, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful community. So I'm continuing to say yes in all of my life, my personal life, my spiritual life, my workaday life, and I am continuing in this yesness into whatever is unfolding. And and I know that it's children based, and some say that children are our future, and I say that children are our now, and I've taken that to heart. And I know that when I said yes and surrendered to Spirit, I realized a new life for me, and I leave it to you that when you would say yes and surrender to Spirit, that you would also realize a new life and a wonderful world.
Mm-hmm.